the HT from the backyard. It's just a little too much of a stretch. But yeah, you know, it took some planning for me to be ready like that. But you know, that was the whole idea of be ready. And you know, really, it went pretty smooth. I added some ferrite beads on as well on the USB cable, and put one on the power line. Because when we were at the station, we had some spots that had lots of lightning problems. I think I told you about that, how it would blow the V.24 port on the channel banks. And after we added the ferrite beads to those the V.24 cables, it stopped that. So, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. You know, with any luck, the things that we've done will prevent further or future issues. I don't know. Time will tell. But it's back up and running, and the USB fob is definitely easier to change from here.